98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The auto workers' strike is on. Four GM and Stellantis employees hit the bricks at three plants when the clock struck midnight in the east.
Some 13,000 auto workers are on strike after their union could not make progress with Detroit's three automakers. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain tells WXYZ it's all about fairness.
They've had a decade of record profits. When they're profitable, it's all theirs. They want to keep it all.
GM CEO Mary Barra said Thursday that GM is offering historic wage increases. Ford CEO Jim Farley told CNBC that if his company had agreed to union demands, it would have lost $15 billion during the last decade and gone bankrupt. I'm Donna Warder.
A federal grand jury has indicted presidential son Hunter Biden, accusing him of lying on a federal gun purchase form when asked about his drug use. Correspondent Eric Tucker says the timing, not the greatest for Hunter's dad.
The indictment comes as Republicans in Congress are pursuing an impeachment inquiry involving President Joe Biden. And so there's no question that further attention or scrutiny of Hunter Biden's legal past and legal woes perhaps gives momentum for Republicans to continue to pursue that inquiry.
Hunter Biden's legal team argues that a diversion agreement, part of that failed plea deal that would have allowed Hunter to avoid jail time, is still valid and should remain in force. After days of torrential rains, flooding, tornadoes, New England is about to face Hurricane Lee. Maine has its first hurricane watch in 15 years. A direct hit is not expected, although the impact could be devastating nonetheless. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 66 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Draconian security measures in Iran on the eve of the first anniversary of the death of a Kurdish-Iranian woman sparked nationwide protests.
For weeks, Iranian activists have been reporting an intensifying campaign by the authorities to try to prevent a revival of the mass protests that erupted after the death of Mahsa Amini in the custody of the morality police. The demonstrations were especially fierce in the Kurdish areas of Iran where the young woman lived. People in her hometown of Sakez have told the BBC that the atmosphere there feels as if it's been placed under martial law. Similarly, massive build-ups of security have been reported in many other towns and cities in the region. Scores of activists are reported to have been detained, as well as members of Mahsa Amini's family.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has peered into the cockpit of Russia's most advanced fighter jet. He continues his visit to Russia. Townhall.com. CEOs from some of the country's most influential companies have met with the White House chief of staff, talking about illegal immigrant housing and sponsorship programs.
Some of the companies included were Alphabet, Walmart, Pfizer, and others. These company heads are affiliated with the group Welcome.us, a group dedicated to helping support illegal immigrants, something the White House referred to as a global displacement crisis. The White House said executives discussed the long-term needs of illegal immigrants, as well as what they see as immediate needs, like providing credits for rideshare services, money for public transportation, pro bono legal services, and providing jobs. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
China reports its factories picked up the pace and retail sales also gained momentum last month. suggesting the Chinese economy may be gradually recovering from its post-pandemic malaise. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
With the fall colors just around the corner, now is the perfect time to plant your trees and shrubs. Available at Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Build your own fall patio planter. On site with fall mums, zinnias, marigolds, and ornamental peppers. Watch for pumpkins and gourds coming soon. And buy one, get one, and offer annuals, succulents while they last. Sit on the beautiful Tangle Butterfly Terrace and enjoy some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream with the fall flavors like frozen tundra, pumpkin pie, and deep dish apple pie. Try them all! And don't forget about free fertilizer Fridays. Just bring your own container. At Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, located on Highway 8 East, off the Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Open 8:30 to 6 every day except Wednesday. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. State Assembly Republicans are moving forward with a plan that would give the state's Legislative Audit Bureau the power to draw up new legislative maps with approval from lawmakers. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to ensure bipartisan support on electoral maps.
Having a threshold of 3/4 or something like that means that a small number could try to obstruct the map trying to get it to the court. That's not what our goal is.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says this is a smokescreen for Republican calls to impeach newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz.
The GOP's proposal is disingenuous and an obvious continuation of their efforts to undermine our democracy.
The bill will head to the state Senate, where Voss says it'll get proper public hearings ahead of any vote. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says she won't leave her position unless ordered to by a court.
It's unfortunate that political pressures have forced a group of our lawmakers to embrace unfounded rumors about my leadership, my role on the commission, and our system of elections.
Wolf's comments came after a vote by state Senate Republicans to fire her, and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call filing a lawsuit asking a Dane County judge to block them from appointing a new administrator, arguing the Senate didn't have the power to oust her. Waukesha's switch from groundwater to Lake Michigan water has been delayed to October 9th. The Waukesha Water Utility says the holdup is due to a programming issue with new water pumps during startup testing. The utility also chose to completely drain and refill above-ground reservoirs, lessen the chance of having any strange colors or smells in the water after the switchover. That transition was supposed to begin this week. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now's your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help get kids back to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages have just increased to their highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobison.com. That's Cobusen.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume providing abortions next week. That announcement made Thursday by the organization's president and CEO, Tanya Atkinson.
This Monday, September 18th, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care at our Water Street Health Center in Milwaukee and in Madison at our Madison East Health Center.
That action comes as a legal challenge to the state's 1849 law prohibiting nearly all abortions. It's expected to be heard by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And a new study from website WalletHub ranks Wisconsin as the 19th happiest state in America.
States were ranked across 30 metrics, including mental health, unemployment rates, and commute times. The happiest state, Utah, followed by Hawaii, Maryland, and Minnesota. Illinois was ranked 17th and Iowa 21st. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network. Happy, 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 happy.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marjorie Klochowski, 96, of Phillips, passed away on August 31st in Marshfield. She is survived by her daughters, Kitty Bessie, Laverne Rondo, and Christine Huff. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandchildren. There will be a memorial service at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Phillips that will be held on September 30th at 2 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marjorie Klochowski, 96, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Wowza zowza, this is a big one. I'm talking about the IFOLA online auction taking place in Saxon, Wisconsin, put on by Heckman Auction and Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin. With online bidding beginning and ending this Sunday, September 17th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 15821 County Road B in Saxon, Wisconsin. Talk about some great stuff like item 20. 97 31-foot sedan bridge boat powered by twin marine 454s with air conditioning, kitchenette, microwave, and more. Item 50, a 2012 F-350 crew cab 4x4 6.7 diesel power stroke with compatible Boss plow and under 100,000 miles, leather and virtually rust-free. Wow! Item 100, a Gravity ZT50 zero-turn 24-horsepower mower. What? Even has headphones for peaceful mowing. Plus, a 2018 Polaris General 1000 4-Up UTV, along with another 967 lots, all viewable at heckmanauction.com, and be sure to download our free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly a thunder shower as well. Some patchy fog also a possibility with highs up to 64. Clever winds out of the south and southwest, 10 to 15. For tonight, chance for some showers in the evening, 47. For Saturday, some patchy morning fog, chance for a sprinkle with a high of 67. Then staying dry for your Sunday, low 60s. Monday, good deal of sunshine up to 67, Tuesday mid-70s, and for Wednesday, a chance for rain back in the forecast, mid-70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 56 degrees.
Wowza zowza, this is a big one. I'm talking about the IFOLA online auction taking place in Saxon, Wisconsin, put on by Heckman Auction and Estate Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin. With online bidding beginning and ending this Sunday, September 17th at 6 p.m. and following. Special preview day Saturday, September 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 15821 County Road B in Saxon, Wisconsin. Talk about some great stuff like item 20, 97 31-foot sedan bridge boat powered by twin marine 454s with air conditioning, kitchenette, microwave, and more. Item 50, a 2012 F-350 crew cab 4x4 6.7 diesel power stroke with compatible Boss plow and under 100,000 miles, leather and virtually rust-free. Wow! Item 100, a Gravity ZT50 zero-turn 24-horsepower mower. What? Even has headphones for peaceful mowing. Plus, a 2018 Polaris General 1000 4-Up UTV along with another 967 lots. All viewable at heckmanauction.com, and be sure to download our free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Starting at 3:30 this Saturday, September 16th, it's the Tap Takeover at Vichy's Pub in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Featuring 5 specialty beers on tap from South Shore Brewery, including options like Oktoberfest, IPA, and more. Welcome all Fall Riders. Taps are full and ready to pour with the Tap Takeover. Saturday night only specials, half price on large soft pretzels with beer cheese and $3 off on pizzas during the Tap Takeover this Saturday at Vichy's Pub, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And please see our Facebook for complete details.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Mark your calendars for Shoreview Cabins Fall Colors Open House Friday, September 29th from noon till 6 with ribbon cutting by the Chamber of Commerce at 4 p.m. Come to our beautiful modern Northwoodsy Furnace Cabins and our spacious main house, both all with the modern conveniences of smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and gas grills. Get away from it all with your own private deck, fish off your own private pier, and enjoy a beautiful view of Long Lake. Yet have it all with the golf course, Elk Lake Park, Main Street Shopping and Dining, and Boat Landing, all within a 3-mile radius. Please book your Fall Color stays now at shoreviewcabins.com. And be sure to come for our Fall Color Open House Cabin Tours and Ribbon Cutting on Friday, September 29th at Shoreview Cabins, your year-round relaxation destination. Conveniently located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel.
Too. Yeah,
bye-bye. Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty. They sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
With SRN's fourth time, Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, the Texas Rangers completed a lopsided sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Corey Seager carried the Rangers' offense in a 9-2 rout that completed a four-game sweep of the Blue Jays. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy.
It's good to, you know, come in here and get four games. We've been on the other end, so it's good to come in here and play really good, crisp baseball.
Seager homered and had three RBIs as Texas pulled within a half game of the AL West leading Astros. Seager had three hits, and Jonah Heim hit a solo shot in the Rangers' sixth consecutive win. Robbie Grossman reached base four times with two hits and two walks. Toronto didn't score after Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s two-run homer in the first inning. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other American League winners included Boston, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, and the New York Yankees. One interleague game saw Detroit top Cincinnati 8-2. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, in the National League yesterday, winners were Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and the New York Mets. San Francisco at Colorado was postponed. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles win their home opener.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts ran for two touchdowns, passed for another to lead Philadelphia to a 34-28 win over the Vikings. Hurts had a one-yard touchdown run late in the second quarter. His second came early in the third. Later, he had Devontae Smith with a 63-yard touchdown pass. Hurts passed for 193 yards.
That was correspondent Michael Luongo reporting. In golf, Justin Thomas scuffled through an uneven afternoon with a 3-under-69 in his return to the PGA Tour following a lengthy layoff, leaving him six shots off the lead Thursday in the first round of the Fortinet Championship in Napa, California. Thomas has been picked for the Ryder Cup. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-426-2535.
DeAndre Swift rushed for a career-high 175 yards and a touchdown to lead the Eagles to a 34-28 win over the Vikings in Philly. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Swift rushed for the most yards by an Eagles player since LeSean McCoy in 2013 as Philly is off to a 2-0 start. Kirk Cousins had a big night in the loss for Minnesota. He passed for 364 yards and four touchdowns, including a pair of scoring strikes to tight end T.J. Hockenson, but Minnesota combined to lose four fumbles and fall to 0-2.
Shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Similar story now the first 2 weeks in that case. I'm sure that's been said a lot to you guys now post-game, but it ought to be. And it's difficult to win in this league when you lose a turnover battle by one, let alone by the margin we've lost it by.
Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers underwent successful surgery to repair his torn Achilles tendon. He is out for the rest of the season, but has vowed to rise yet again. Linebacker Clay Walker practiced with the Packers yesterday, could be cleared from the concussion protocol in time for Sunday's game in Atlanta. They'll be facing a Falcons quarterback in Dennis Ridder that has not turned the ball over once in his first five starts. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
First of all, I think he makes great decisions. He doesn't put the ball in jeopardy a whole bunch. And then, you know, he's got some dudes on the perimeter that he threw one up last week to Pitts, and he goes up and makes a play. So, you know, I think he's accurate. He makes great decisions. I think they do a great job of putting him in some pretty good situations, especially with a lot of their passing game coming off the run game.
Brewers' magic number to clinch a playoff spot down to 10. They beat Miami 4-2 on Thursday. Adrian Hauser earning the win with five innings of two-run ball. Devin Williams notched his 34th save. Tyrone Taylor, pair of RBI doubles. Brewers open a three-game series against Washington tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking some local sports, we got high school football tonight. It's the Price County rivalry, and we got Phillips playing host to the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. We'll have that for you, Jeff Hakenin, and Steve Jetland will bring you the call of the game tonight, 7 o'clock right here. We'll stream that for you tonight also, of course, at 98qcountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I was in Iowa, and I was doing a show, and there was a bunch of farmers in the crowd, and I don't know anything about farming. So I asked this guy, I go, what do you farm? He goes, beans? And I said, like green beans? And they all started laughing at me like I was the dumbest person they'd ever met. He thinks we go green beans in Iowa. Oh, that's a good one there, green bean. Green beans in Iowa, don't that beat all? This fella is a comedian, I'll tell you. It was soybeans. All right, it was soybeans. I didn't know. By the way, green beans, that's not that ridiculous of an answer. That's a real food. I've eaten them before. I didn't say jelly beans, okay? I said a legitimate vegetable. I don't know what the plants look like. I mean, I know corn. Like, I know corn. Like, I could pick corn out of a lineup, but past that, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I get confused. I'm like, is that a potato tree? I can't tell. I'm not sure. Like,
fall is coming, and that means it's time to rake your leaves into a nice little pile. But what if a bunch of punk kids come and jump in your leaves and mess up your nice little pile? It'd be chaos! Chaos! Well, now you can avoid that with the Leaf Pile Bear Trap. The Leaf Pile Bear Trap hides right underneath the leaves and will snatch up those pesky kids and teach them a lesson they won't ever forget. Just listen to this satisfied Leaf Pile Bear Trap customer.
I'm so sorry for what I've done. Those poor, poor children. I just wanted them to stay out of the leaves. I don't know who's more irresponsible, the company who made this product or me for purchasing it. What have I done? What have I done?
You've kept those brats out of your leaf pile. That's what you've done. And now everybody can with the Leaf Pile Bear Trap. Available wherever dangerous items are sold. Yeah, that's right. Stay out of my leaves.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Give it up for The Weeknd.
We gotta put this day to rest.
Oh, you.
So how about that weather? Is it seasonal or what?
The new fall season looks great, doesn't it?
It's wabbit season.
Well, maybe. Please come in.
37, 25, a 1, 2, a 1, 2, 3,
5.
Giants like Dick Butkus from the backfield of the future and throw a vicious four-arm shiver on the demon ball carriers of the past.
He's a raving, incompetent psychotic.
He's not incompetent.
What is wrong with you people?
Ladies, who's up for a libation?
I can think of only one thing that can lift my spirits right now. Beer.
Good night, everybody. I'm gonna go home.
Big hits. Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
It's Friday.
Our paychecks, we'll be chilling on my deck, boss man.
Trust yourself, you better love yourself. Still you do, you ain't no good for anybody else. And honey, boys are dumb, but you're gonna find yourself. Ashley McBride there, 98Q Country. And good Friday to you, 15th of September. And a little bit of a cloudy and rainy day possibly today. Joel here, Austin is here, donning the muscle milk and ready to roll. How we doing?
Still tired.
Tired? What are you tired from?
I don't know. That's the problem.
What time did you get to bed last night?
Not a good time.
Let's just leave it at that. It wasn't before midnight. We'll just leave it. We'll just leave it alone. Well, yesterday, of course, we had an internet outage here in the city of Park Falls. Spectrum went out at 10 o'clock yesterday morning and did not get back on until about 9:30 last night. So today's catch-up day for a lot of people, because with the internet down, that just kind of stifles a lot of things.
That might explain why my internet was choppy. It was still there, but it was choppy.
How did you still have internet?
We're with a different company. We're with Norvado.
Okay, I got you. All right, so it was an interesting day here at the radio station. I spent much of last night pondering how I was going to do this today, because it takes the internet for our on-air logs and all the stuff to get to the studio, and miraculously, I came down to the station last night because I had enough of watching my purple team kick the ball around the field and just showed no interest in winning that game. So I came down here, and as soon as I walked in the door, the power of the morning guy turned the internet back on. It's just like, poof, all of a sudden.
He was waiting for you.
It came back on. So we're good. We're still recovering a little bit today here to get a few things done that we didn't get done yesterday. And likewise with a lot of people, I think, here in northern Wisconsin. Spectrum, I like the folks at Spectrum are good. They need to communicate just a little bit better, though, because their whole message yesterday just said, we're working on it. And people just want a little more information, you know. The speculation.
I did see Facebook posts where people were like, yeah, they don't even know when they're coming back.
Just a little something. You know, maybe somebody accidentally cut a line or... I was fearing it was some kind of a spamware thing or a ransom thing, because it went so long, and we very rarely have outages here.
Mistakes happen, but tell us when they happen.
Yeah, I mean, the internet for the radio station is very good.
Like anything else. If only the computers could match it.
Yeah, it revs here and there, but it's very good. But yeah, it was a little bit frustrating for a lot of people yesterday to kind of... But I'm sure it was equally as frustrating for the people trying to fix it.
True. Yeah. There's two sides to this, and both of them were very upset.
Well, we did find out that the internet has kind of become like electricity, where when it goes out, we're like, what are we going to do? Well, I could watch TV. No, I need the internet for that. Well, we could. There's all kinds of things. Just like, well, I could. No, you can't do that.
It's when you grab a flashlight or a lantern if it's dark and read a book.
Mm-hmm. When the electricity goes out, the over-under on the number of times that people go to the microwave to try to warm something up. It's like, well, I don't have any electricity, but I could still warm up. Oh, wait a minute.
That's fine. I like eating it cold, too.
That's electricity, too. So we survive, but we are a very internet-reliant society. There's no doubt about it. When the internet goes down, our radio station just basically...
ceases to exist.
I can still turn on the microphone. I can still talk to you. We can make it typically to the end of a day, but when the next day rolls in and all that stuff is supposed to come in through the internet, it's very difficult. So, but we're back. Today is Make a Hat Day today. So if you want to take time, you got nothing better to do, you grab a piece of paper, you make a hat, I guess.
Oh, if my grandma's listening to this, you know what you can do today. It's Make a Hat Day.
Make a hat, or maybe darn a hat, I don't know, with yarn or whatever, all that stuff. Today is... Rosh Hashanah. It is celebrating the Jewish New Year today. Also, not only did we have problems yesterday, there were problems all around the country with various internet, and that's why I was a little bit fearful that there was some ransomware stuff going on. But MGM Resorts and Caesar's Palace in Vegas both have been targeted by hackers. And last I heard, MGM was still kind of dead in the water. They weren't doing much. So basically, the ransomware people come in and they say, hey, we got control of your computers. Give us $5 million. We'll let you have control back again. And they wait a while usually and see if they can figure out if they can do it themselves. And sometimes they get stuff. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these ransom people get money. So the Earth, congratulations to the planet Earth. The planet Earth had its hottest summer ever. Hottest summer ever for planet Earth. How about that?
We're like not applauding.
We're number one. The planet Earth. We're the hottest. We're the hottest. Yeah, of all the planets, we are the place to be. We are the hottest. That's right. Now, keep in mind.
Say, like, there are several other planets that would like to differ with that.
Keep in mind that we've been keeping records of temperatures for what, maybe 200-300 years or so?
Maybe.
And the planet's been around how many billions of years?
Too many.
Yeah, billions of years. So that's so it's a little bit of a stretch to say that we're going to burn up here in the next year. But it was warmer. We'll leave it at that. All right, we've got high school football tonight. Phillips and Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op. That'll be in Phillips tonight. Steve Jetland and Jeff Haken will bring you the call of that contest tonight.
And I have an update from my grandma. She said hats are in the plane today.
Hats are in. What kind of hat? She a paper hat? What's she going to?
I'm not entirely sure. She didn't provide that information. She just said hats in the plane today. So we'll see what kind of hat she comes up with. That sounds like maybe that can be an ongoing story for the day.
See, something like that. Hats in the plane today can only happen on the hottest planet in the universe. That's right. That's right.
Mercury would like to have a word with you.
Mercury ain't making hats right now, though, are they? Huh?
That's fair. We don't think they're making hats.
I don't think they are.
No, they aren't. There's nothing there.
Brewer baseball tonight. When our local game is over, we'll go to the Brewers. They have a 7:10 first pitch, so Brewers are playing the Nationals, so we'll join that game in progress coming up tonight. Tonight. We'll get to all of the news and sports in just a little bit. Mike Clemens will join us to talk Packers. He will join us a little bit after 9 here this morning.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Hi, I'm Darla, General Manager here at 98Q and Jack FM. Did you know there are over 30 million small businesses in the United States? Small businesses are the fabric, the cement, and your neighbor who will be the first to support charitable causes, provide local employment, and will shop local to keep the economy thriving. Today, shop local and support this awesome business.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear Nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of our delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Oh Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m. Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan, crusted cod, And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have cloudy skies with rain likely, possibly a thunder shower as well. Some patchy fog also a possibility with highs up to 64. Lover winds out of the south and southwest, 10 to 15. For tonight, chance for some showers in the evening, 47. For Saturday, some patchy morning fog, chance for a sprinkle with a high of 67. Then staying dry for your Sunday, low 60s. Monday, good deal sunshine up to 67. Tuesday, mid-70s. And for Wednesday, a chance for rain back in the forecast, mid-70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 56 degrees.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Country.
98 Q Country. I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did.
sipping Chevrolet to a beach house.